When I first moved to the left coast, I had a yearning to get myself a motorcycle, learn to ride, and set myself free on the byways of the Cascades. Being poor, I bought a used Honda 350 that, well, it hadn't run in years, and it wouldn't start, and it looked like it was ready for the crusher. I paid $100 for the piece of junk, hauled it back to my house in the ghetto, and pushed it down the basement stairs where I could spend some quality time diagnosing why it wouldn't start over the winter months. By summer, I had the problem solved, and so, with the help of my roommates, I hauled it back up and out to the backyard, kick-started it into an oily smoke idle, and admired the thing in the full light of a Seattle sunny day. Now all I had to do was figure out how to ride it. I called the police and asked what kind of temporary license I would need to take it for some learning spins on their city streets and was told it was illegal. No temporary license were to be had. I said, "How am I supposed to learn how to ride?" The sergeant said it wasn't his problem. So right from the start, I became an outlaw biker, stalling my crappy bike on half the shifts, careening down the mean streets of my neighborhood, searching for large empty parking lots to practice sharp turns and fast starts. Trouble was, my clutch didn't shift right, and every so often the engine would shut off in mid-travel for no apparent reason that I could diagnose. On one of my ventures, I came across a fellow biker working on his Harley at Seward Park. Tools spread on the parking lot, and so I thought, why not ask an expert about my clutch problem? He was hard at it in his joker leathers, with his tattoos bulging as he strained to his work, a fellow outlaw. I interrupted him to ask about my clutch dilemma. He looked at my battered scooter and said, and I can remember it clearly to this day, 40 years later, "Get the fuck away from me, man." I took it to mean us real bikers fix our own bikes without outside help. On the way back to my ghetto house, I was idling at the red light on Jackson and 23rd when a menacing group of black gangbangers roared up beside me on both sides, about 15 or so, all revving their Harleys as we waited for the green, so that I thought I was inside a Boeing 747 engine. I didn't think this was an initiation test, and I didn't think it would end well either. The light, after what seemed like an hour, turned green, and we all popped our clutches ready for a tire-burning, wheel-skidding jackrabbit start, and my bike died right then. I suppose a lesser man, a man not accustomed to the outlaw biker life, might have been embarrassed. A lesser man might have thought the laughter and catcalls from the black banditos was too much to endure. A lesser man might have junked his prized Honda 350 and succumbed to the temptation to buy a Vincent Black Shadow and show these hooligans who really ruled these mean urban streets. But me, I pushed my spray-painted motorcycle 10 blocks back to the basement and sold it a month later for $100. My easy riding days had come to an end. There was nothing more to prove, I guess.